Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vinesh Agreem, and KZN, a huge thank you for all your messages and congratulations on our 100th episode last week. On behalf of my contributors and myself, we would like to just tell you how grateful we are on what it means to you guys and how it has helped you in getting you into the most accurate feeding zones. So yeah, big up to you guys. Thank you for sending that through. It is exactly why we do what we do. Now, sticking to doing what we do, KZN, we have another epic show ahead of us. The fishing has been absolutely fantastic as we make it into the first quarter of 2023, where the fishing has been oh so good. Guys, we've got Adam talking about a mixed bag of fish going on down the south coast, where Gary is also chatting about some shad and sandies. However, his biggest highlight is the river fishing. Mike V is always excited with the epic action off Durban. And Brad has been definitely having those bending rods over this past week. Jesse down at Salt Rock has had some exciting fish to talk about, but more than anything else, he's got the best advice, especially on some bronze bream activity. Whereas Nick has probably one of the most interesting theories I've heard about diamond fishing and how we can save a few of them, as well as swimming some baits out with diamonds. Well, you definitely want to pay attention to that. As for the freshwater, well, my friend Jan has been turning purple over the last week, holding his breath, but now he can finally breathe a sigh of relief, and he's going to tell you exactly why as we get into the show. Now, before we get into this week's show and all the detail that our contributors have with it, let's take care of some of the housekeeping and all that goes with it. Guys, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, for 100 plus shows in bringing us the latest news of KZN. Guys, this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True free spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for bringing us the show and for bringing us the Daiwa Blue Series. So guys, let's get into it. Starting off, as always, down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where he is talking about areas from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, through Yuvongo, and rounding off in Shelly Beach and Port Shepstone. Here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh. Hope that you are doing well and everybody in the fishing fraternity is lekker. So guys, it's the 9th of the 3rd, it's a Thursday, we're almost at the weekend stage, and I hope everyone's been doing well and everyone has been lacquer. So things have been a little bit sort of still mixed bags down on the coast here, Vinesh, you know. It's been a few days of good and a few days of bad, but we've come to accept it and understand that's just the way it is. It's kind of like this load shedding, you know, you just sort of live with it and get on with it. So with that being said, there has been some good catches down on the coast of Vinesh. We've had some really nice sized rock salmon in our rivers. We've had a few smaller kingies coming out, and we've had the odd bream, which looks good for the future coming up. As I said, we all know that moving March into April, the fishing definitely does pick up. So it looks like it's going to be good. However, it's like this water that I was talking about, Vinesh. One day you have lacquer water, and the next two or three days, not so lacquer. But what are you going to do? I mean, it just is what it is. And it looks like the wind is kind of going to be doing pretty much the same thing for this weekend coming up. It's pretty much going to be here and then there and then there over there and then there over there. So it's kind of just going to be all over the show. Again, like I reported not so long ago, it's going to be a north, south, east and a west. So you're going to just have to pick your day and just go and fish, you know, and whether you think it's a poison wind or not, well, that's up to you. Some guys like an east, some guys like a west. But again, it's just completely up to you, Vinesh. So yeah, it's definitely been okay down here. We're not seeing as much sort of non-eds coming out lately the last few days. It's been a bit more sort of edible fish. Our rivers are definitely working pretty good when they do, which well, obviously it's going to, right? But yeah, rock salmon, some grunts, a few small kingies in the rivers. You know, even some small cob, definitely down at South Broome and stuff, we're seeing a few small, decent cob and some nice size crackers being pumped down that side at the moment as well. So that's good to see. I know a few of our rivers down here, you hit a few holes and you're hitting empty holes. So a bit backbreaking, but can be rewarding because, as we know, a couple of crackers on a hook and on the beach or off the rocks, hey, Vinesh, you get a good pull sometimes, eh? So, and hey, we all like a good pull now and again, don't we, Vinesh? So yeah, man, it's been pretty good. I do see a lot of still snappers coming out off the rocks and stuff. The block's been pretty good with that. I see daffs sort of move down further south, so they're sort of heading, you know, South Broome and further down at the moment. So they are still around, guys. So again, just, you know, remember your licenses, and if you don't, go and get one. It's going to save you a ton of money in the end. And it is the right thing to do at the end of the day. In terms of non-eds, it has been a bit slow. I see that the hands are still on the bite, and there was a nice big size one by Darvey that got off Margate Pier now recent. So there's a couple of those around, which is always good fun, Vinesh. I mean, it's a good fight. Yeah, and then going back to the bronzies, there's been bits and bobs here and there, and there's been a couple of lemon bream as well, which I've seen popping up, even in the dirty water, which... again, it's nice to see. It's always a good eating fish, that Vinesh. So, yeah, there's been a few of those around. You know, live bait's been a bit on the slow side with the guys trying out for, you know, a bit of caros or some smaller blacktails. Mullet's definitely been, you know, the pick on the menu, if you want to call it. So there's been a lot of them around. And our rivers have always got mullets down on the lower coast, Vinesh, which we, again, I've said in the past, we kind of sort of spoiled for choice. So that's also been pretty good. And moving into the bass side, I see the bass has been a bit... sort of, again, mixed bag, smaller, you know, fish and bigger fish. So it's going to be hotting up, obviously, with paddock coming up, and I've mentioned this previously. So that's definitely something to look forward to for the guys. But at the moment, Vinesh, I would say it's definitely something that the guys should look to is pick your day this weekend, because we've all got the apps on our phone, we've all got the weather apps, or you lick your finger and stick it outside and see which way the wind's blowing, right? But let's look at the weather now for the weekend, Vinesh. It's definitely looking a bit up and down. Thursday, it's a light southwest with the late afternoon, it's moving into a southeasterly. Pretty much the same on Friday as well for the wind, just slightly stronger, Vinesh. And your wave heights will be around 2 meters plus for most of the weekend. Saturday, however, it's a northeaster turning into a southwester. So again, all over the show. And Sunday, the wind does drop down, which is quite good in the late afternoon, with the wind direction just, again, all over the show. It's a bit of a shambles in terms of trying to pick a day with the wind that's settled. I mean, our seas just haven't been settled down on our side. I'm not too sure what it's like up the north coast at the moment, but down here, it's one day beautiful, the next you pulling out seaweed. So yeah, but again, the days that the guys are fishing, they are getting good, decent edible fish. So just for the guys for this coming weekend, you know, pretty much what I'd maybe want to do is, if you don't want to go and sit on the rocks, you know, with a big swell like 2 meters plus, you know, it can be awkward to fish with your sinkers moving around and rolling. Maybe try a grapnel or try a weed eater. You know, it might just sit a bit better. Keep your bait in the zone, so to speak, just, you know, maybe a bit longer, and get that bronzy or that lemon bream even, or even a snapper just to pick it up. Or try and find some calmer, cleaner water. Maybe head a bit further south down Glenmore, Trafalgar side. But otherwise, even here in Manaba where I'm situated, I mean, Shad Bay was looking absolutely epic the other day. Beautiful water, and got on tonight this late afternoon and it's just on its head. So yeah, it's really, really up and down at the moment, Vinesh. So maybe, guys, try and head to your rivers, try and, you know, target those, you know, those rock salmon or rockies, as we call them. Maybe have a bit of fun with those kingies and maybe even get a small cob. I know South Bing's been producing quite a few of those. Otherwise, if not, then definitely try and sharpen up your bass skills, because with this paddock comp coming up, it's a fun full day for all the family. But otherwise, Vinesh, again, not much to report, but it is picking up. But otherwise, guys, have a super weekend. Tight lines. Stay safe, please, guys. Remember your licenses, and let's see those catches. Take care, Vinesh.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, certainly looks like some good and bad days in your area, my friend. But like you said, we get on with it. It seems as though the edible action has been the flavor of the week, especially if you're fishing down those rivers. So definitely worth wetting a line down there when the weather's not looking so good. And as Adam said, guys, beware of daff. The guys are still around, so make sure you have those fishing licenses. So, Adam, that's your report for this week. One thing's for sure, my friend, the better days are coming, especially with those species that you are seeing. seen, the signs are there. Now let's move down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, where we are with Gary. And Gary is also talking about some river action, but apart from the river action, there's a few other species coming out. Here is Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach.
Afternoon, chap. This is Gary, the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you. The sea's been a bit upside down. Storm of Madagascar there, and sort of in the channel, has affected our sea. Not really a big sea, but very unsettled. A couple of small shad come out and smallish sandies, and the best place to fish has been the river again. I've just been getting some fish there, the normal sea park sandfish or flathead, a couple of little cob on paddle tails. But otherwise, it's been pretty quiet. Rock salmon as well in the river. Yeah, let's see what the week ahead brings. Sit tight and just wait it out, really. Until next week, then. Tight lines.
Kigari, looks like the report is the same as last week. Head down to the river if you want most of that action. Now, speaking of some proper action, we are in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler. And this is another amazing report from these guys.
How's it, bud? Yes, the last week has thrown some lovely fish. Even though the weather wasn't the greatest, there were some beautiful fish caught. Some beautiful black tip kingies and giant kingies have been caught. Some stumpies, grunters, quite a few bronze bream I saw pictures of, and big bronze bream too. So yeah, the guys have persevered through it, got some lovely edible fish. Also, a lot of giant sandies were caught, quite a few of those. Some lovely diamonds and honeycombs also came out. North and South Coast, all produced fish. Wasn't one spot that fired, it was all over. On the bay front, there's still some beautiful kings coming out in the bay on the ultralight. Some lovely grunters as well. I saw a pick of a grunter was 78 centimeters. An absolute rocket of a grunter. Some snapper salmon have been coming out. On the boats there, the guys have been getting some, and some cob as well, proper genuine cob. On the deep sea side, there's been quite a bit of snook and cooter for the guys that have launched, all on the north coast side that I know of, all up towards Umshloti that way, also very deep. Some yellowfin tuna have come out. The bottoms, the guys have been getting some very nice bottoms. So yeah, well worth going to have a few throws. Thanks, bud.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky, Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the weather over the last couple of weeks, or the last week, hasn't been really, really that great, with winds and gusting gale force winds all the time. But the couple of days we did manage to get out, yeah, guys, the water's nice and warm still. So I've been going out into the deep. We've still been getting a couple of Dorado. Managed to get 5 the one day and 3 the next day. Yeah, bottom fishing, generally the same. Just your rock hard slingers. Soldiers, the cooter net, personally, I haven't done anything about that this week. But I see they still are getting cooter around the Mshloti area, snook on and off again, near around the Blue Lagoon and the South Pier area. Yeah, so guys, hopefully this wind stops down and yeah, we can have a better time next week.
Thank you, Brad and Mike. Another exciting report from Durban. Well, it looks like there is certainly a mixed bag no matter what you are fishing for. So, guys, as I'm listening to this report, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, with all this load shedding going on, Durban is really on fire with the fish at the moment. I mean, a 78-meter grunter. We really don't have to travel far to get some big fish. And, yeah, like I was saying, with the load shedding, that's off for 2 hours. Why not go and put a bait? The fish are right here in Durban. Now, moving out of Durban into our areas of Ballito and Salt Rock, heading up the north coast, we are with Jesse with this week's fishing report. And this is what he had to say.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've got a fairly short report this week. And it's mainly because there's not a lot that's going on as far as variety of facets that have been shining over others. We've had very simple fishing this week. The guys fishing rock and surf anywhere from, I would say, Siola area down towards Tongat have caught quite a few cob. There's been variety of salmon species, actually, snapper salmon, quite a few as well. But some fairly decent cod. I think I saw one up to 8 or 9 kilos, if I'm not mistaken. And I was caught just fishing for stumpies with a sardine bait. And the guy was fishing for stumpies because there've also been quite a few stumpies around. It's been good for us for the stumpies for over a month now. But in the last week, we've seen some really, really good fish coming out. And I know it's difficult to judge for some people. We had one customer come in and say that there was a 12 kg stumpy caught. Now, I know it's very unrealistic, but if you are not familiar with the weights of your fish, the best thing to do is to get a ruler or measure the fish against your rod, make a mental mark of where the fork length stopped on that fish, and then measure it when you get home. There are a lot of apps and there are a lot of websites that you can actually go and do a calculation to see just how heavy your fish was just by the given length. So it's not 100% accurate. You obviously get a skinny fish and a fat fish, but it's a good idea of what the fish would have weighed. Having said that, if the guy said that there was a 12 kilo stumpy that came out, then even if it is a little bit inaccurate, it must have been a really big one. So yeah, stumpies, still some good ones coming out, cob coming out. There's a couple of bronze bream coming out on the sly. Not many people are talking about them, but there are quite a few around. We've seen some shad still. We've seen some stone bream and Cape stumpies, all of the usual suspects. With the weather that we've been having, the strong winds and all of that, I've seen a lot of guys downscaling on the tackle, going with smaller baits, fishing a little bit shallower. And I think that may be the answer to catching these fish. I think that's one of the reasons why everybody is being more successful in this last week than in the previous weeks. So that's quite good to see. It's an interesting trend. I'd love to go out there and put it to practice in a session. And then as far as the boats and paddle skis are concerned, it's been a fairly good week when the guys have managed to get out. The guys caught a lot of cooter, a lot of snook, one or two tuna coming through, but nothing massive. This time of the year, we're normally supposed to get those massive fish coming through. I personally feel that those big tuna are very, very far out. They're very deep. That could have something to do with the water temperature. It could have something to do with the currents, the bait, because out in the deep, there are a lot of bonnies. When I say a lot, I'm talking more than I've seen in years. So given that information, I would say that those tuna are actually out in the deep feeding on the bonnies. Along with the bonnies, they are obviously... This year, we really, so far, we've had a good showing of squid. We've had a good showing of sprat. We had one or two pockets of mackerel coming through. So the bait is not terrible. We haven't had the red eye and mackerel like we normally do. But we do have other species around. So I think that's why the tuna are out there in the deep. So, yeah, I would say that for the average paddle ski guy, average boat, ski boat guy, just head out to our shallow marks here, fish for cooter, fish for snook, catch a couple of bonnies and store them, use a couple for baits. As we know, cooter absolutely love bonnies. And we are coming up to a lot of ski boat competitions at the moment as well. So, you know, we can always keep our 10 bonnies in the freezer and just store them nicely, cling wrap them if you can, vacuum seal them even better. Keep them nice and fresh for the competition. If you can't get bait for the competitions coming up, the ski boat festivals and whatnot, then Kingfisher always has decent bait. We've currently got Walla Walla available, which is not available at all times. So I'll take advantage of that if you can. And about the freshwater side of things, I'd say, things have picked up. I saw a lot of guys catching in the last week at Albert Falls, given the nature of the dam in the previous 2 weeks was quite quiet. We didn't have a lot of good fishing up until about 4 days ago. I saw some pictures on Facebook where the guys were catching some decent fish, and mostly on weightless plastics. some guys were catching on chatterbaits, bladed jigs. And yeah, that was about it, guys. Haven't heard much else. But as always, please keep us posted. Let us know what's happening out there so we can give you guys a better report. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
You, Jesse, another fantastic report, my friend. I really enjoy your theories and your advice you give, especially about like going lighter. I mean, that is my facet of angling. So looks like Bolito is certainly my place, especially with all that stumpies. One being off a, inverted commas, 12 kilos. Either way, hard to believe, but it is certainly a big fish. Now moving on to Mtanzini Banks, we are with Nick, and Nick has a very interesting report. The reason I say interesting is because I'm kind of on the fence with this. I mean, I don't know if it's something I would do personally. As you guys know, our show is all about conservation, and we're big on conservation. But this is one where I'm going to comment on this after you listen to it. And then I want to know your thoughts as well. So please provide us with some feedback on this one.
Good afternoon, Vanessa. The club's fish common venue at Port Dunford on Sunday, Mtanzini did very well, especially Harvey and the men. He won the men's section. Susan won the ladies section. And Joey won the junior section. All three from Mtanzini. Mtanzini won the common venue. Mtanzini Angling Club, baby, not the town. Yeah, they did very well. We were very proud of our local team. Most of the catches were spinners and shad. I think the smallest shad was 35 and the biggest was 42. Fishing there, the water's being, should I say, the perfect colour. Although the swell was a bit big recently, fishable if you could get a bait out. I think that's why they chose to fish on Sunday. And the river is full of bream. I think maybe one of the reasons why so many bream are being caught, nice size ones as well, is because they have a winter breeder, so maybe, I don't know, they're fattening themselves up for winter. Out deep sea, been very quiet. Weather doesn't look too shabby for the weekend. Most of the guys here, the deep sea, the ski boat guys, have gone off with their Matikulu to Cape Vidal for the Cape Terreur competition. Yeah, and there's another thing I've noticed, just listening to. The guys are catching diamonds and swimming diamonds. What happened is, for example, you know, you catch 7 or 8 diamonds, you swim 7 or 8 diamonds, and those 7 or 8 diamonds get killed. Wouldn't it be better to take one diamond between all the people, cut it up into chunks, the next diamond that comes in, you take a little piece of nylon from your sinker with a small hook, hook it onto the diamond, let the diamond swim your bait out for you. And then when the diamond gets to where it wants to be, you know, it sort of starts turning left or right. That's the sort of area where they're feeding in. Just pull hard on your line and pull the hook out. And that way you will save 7 breeding diamonds, broodstock diamonds. It's just something that was brought to my attention. And I just thought I'd share that with the people. So we don't end up wasting a lot of fish because, you know, the fish not being landed. The other way to get a bait out is to, there's another crazy idea. Somebody suggested if you catch a Zambi and land it, why don't you just pin another chunk of bait behind that Zambi and do the same as you would do a diamond as soon as it's out. But, I don't know. Somehow, this doesn't sound ethnical. Personally, I could never cut up a diamond. I think, you know, it's just a nice animal. It's something that's been banded about at the moment because we're not allowed to use drones, and that's why I'm getting big baits out. But, can't get my head around doing any of the two. But I just thought I'd share that anyway. Yeah, have a good weekend, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, Nick. So, well, before anything else, well done to Mtanzini Angling Club, all your juniors doing well at the common venue. Yeah, big up to you guys, and we look forward to hearing more of your results as the weeks go on. But now, Nick, I'm also very much on the fence with this. I do get exactly what you are saying. So, you know, we are losing, call it 7 fish or whatever it is during a session. And the theory is cutting up one diamond, using that as bait, and while having the next diamond swim it out, like essentially what you're saying, or catching the Zambian, letting him swim your bait out to the feeding zones. which is very all good and well. And I totally get it. You know, we're sacrificing 177. Whether we can cut up a fish ethically, I know you said you can't, neither can I. Like we spoke before, we don't hunt, we don't kill live animals ourselves. Not to say we're vegetarian or anything, but we just won't do certain things. Oh, I've also followed up on this theory after I heard Nick's report. And, well, you know what? Essentially, we are only allowed to catch one skate or shark per session. So the whole thing of catching 7 or 8 is firstly illegal, if we want to put it that way. It is something that's going on and not adhered to, where guys are catching multiple inedible species in a fishing session, especially on the diamond skates. And if this was to go on, what are your thoughts about this? Personally, I wouldn't, I can't, and a lot of my colleagues won't and will not, but this is something going on. But now if you see this going on, would you tell someone to cut up the one and use that bait to swim out and get another 7 fish, or just try and educate them on staying legal? I mean, that's what I would do. I'm not sure what you would do, and I honestly don't know what would be the right thing to do in this situation. I mean, obviously, I do know what's the legal thing and the you know, fishing for the future thing. But with regards to guys that we do know that are catching multiple species and will still continue to do this, you sacrifice one and save 7? What's your thoughts? Please let me know. I'm still trying to get more clarity on my feelings and my opinions about this, and I would love to hear yours. So guys, that is our interesting topic for this week from Mtanzini. Now moving on to Richards Bay, where we are with Ellie. And you know what? I haven't even heard a report yet, because that's how fresh it is. It came in as I'm doing the show. So I'm just going to drop it in and play it out, and we'll comment afterwards. Here is Ellie from Richards Bay.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been extremely well with the new season. There's plenty of GTs being caught, either on live bait or on poppers. Anglers have also been catching different species of bottom fish as well as some game fish. Snook is all over the north and south sides, close to the harbour as well. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of grunters and salmon, as well as some kingfish. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. Another great report out of Richards Bay as she's standing on the ski boat end, getting ready to launch a boat. Guys, looks like Richards Bay is certainly the place to be. Looks like there is fish all over the place, whether you're in the harbor or offshore. There's something to bend that rod all over. And with that being said, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now, moving on to the freshwater, we are with my friend Jan. And Jan, as always, has a very interesting and exciting report. This is his one for this week.
Hey guys, weather's getting better, fishing is picking up, and it's great to be able to put a positive report through. But before we get stuck into the meaty stuff, a word of warm congratulations to Vinesh and Angler News South Africa for their 100th podcast last week. And this being number 101, happy to be involved, and long may she run, or rather, should that be swim. So, did anybody notice my slightly purple face this past week? Because I did say that I was holding my breath, and it seems to have helped. Fingers crossed behind my back just a bit more, that I'm not jeopardizing the current state of the weather by saying anything, as we are having a great run at the moment, and long may that last too. The rains have eased a bit, and apart from a spit in the spot here, there is nothing untoward in the forecast. So guys, somebody send those Viking weather gods a bells, please. Waters are cooling, still waters are open, rivers are finding off and getting clearer by the day. It's setting up to be a great autumn's fishing. So last week, with the Natal Fly Fishers Club having just reopened their still waters at the time of I'm going to press, it was too early for any returns to have made it. But a week later, there have been a number of anglers bolting out of the restraining gates and onto the waters. Water temperatures are still reported to be in the upper teens and a bit discolored in some of the waters, those with strong inflows that is. A good number of fish have been reported in the 12 to 15 inch, that is 30 to 38 centimeter bracket, a few more in the 15 to 20 inch, 38 to 50 centimeters, and a couple in the 20 to 23 and 50 to 60 centimeter group. And then a cracker of 61 centimeters of around 24 inches. Now that's a great way to celebrate the reopening of the still waters. Of course, the successful anglers are playing their cards close to the chest, so no flies are mentioned in the reports. But with the waters cooling, fish will be looking to feed up. So buggers, dragons, damselflies, and my personal favorite, minnows, should be high on the menu. With the rivers starting to fine off, there have also been some excellent fish reported from this sphere. Wading is still a bit, quote-unquote, challenging in some places, as is noted in one of the returns, but clear waters for the most part. While there are some fish reported in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, the bulk of the fish reported were in the 12 to 15 inch, that is 30 to 38 centimeter class. Great fish that will have given those anglers quite a rev on lighter stream tackle. Weighted nymphs are required to get down to the fish in the heavier sections of water, with not much interest in the dry fly, yet that is. And this will pick up as the rivers continue to drop off and clear. And my time will come, I promise. Making good use of the weather, the bass anglers have also been out in force, and all of a sudden, the socials are full of fish, and not small fish either. And it seems that the bucket mouths are out on the loose. Good numbers of fish in the 1 to 2 kilos and even 2 kilogram plus classes, close to 3 kilos, from both boat and shore at Albert Falls. Dams are still full and brimming, so there's plenty of flooded structure and margins. With fish moving in cover, topwater frogs are a great option. From a recent report, switching between a buzzing frog and a hollow body frog as the day progresses is a good way to keep catching fish all day on a frog. And anything with a bright belly right now, when bass are feeding on bait. This weekend sees the very popular New Hanover Prep Bass Comp taking place on Saturday. So our man Michael from the shop is out getting in some last minute practice and is reporting that the reaction range of plastics are working well. So if you see him out in the water, give him a shout and get the inside track on what he's catching on. As reported last week, the lower sections of the rivers, especially those below confluences, were still running high and colored, and the Natal yellowfish, that is scaly fishing, is still on the back burner for the moment. This will pick up as the waters drop and clear, and although the yellows are less on the bite in the cooler months, the fish tend to be on the larger end of the scale, with 50 to 60 centimeter, that is 20 to 24 inch fish, not uncommon. Can't wait to find one of these with a big prop and give them a rev. With the better, clearer weather recently, Sterkfontein is starting to pick up again, and I've seen lots of yellows coming out from the socials. So guys, it's time to get out there. Tight lines to you all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a fantastic and positive report, my friend. And you know what? Firstly, thank you for the congratulations on last week's show, but I could have not done it without my contributors. So, you know, I will accept the congratulations and the warm wishes if you do as well. Yes, long may she swim. So, Jan, as I mentioned earlier, a fantastic report. Looks like autumn is certainly poised to be a fantastic season. It's all looking so good. And yes, we will give those weather gods a bells because it has certainly been in our favor over this past week or two. What a way to celebrate the opening of the Stillwaters with all those catches, including that 61 centimeter. Wow, absolutely fantastic stuff there, Jan. And you know what? I also appreciate your advice on catching bass with frogs throughout the day. I always just was under the impression it was for more the morning sessions or the afternoons going into the evenings. But yeah, thanks for that advice. I will definitely be giving it a shot. Guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. There are rods bending all over the salt and fresh water amongst a variety of species. There is no reason why you shouldn't get out. Yes, the weather is on and off, but there is certainly something to catch. And as I mentioned earlier, advantage of that load shedding situation where, you know, we got 2 hours, go out there and fish. The fish are not too far away from where you are, so go and drop a line. Guys, before I round off, I just would like to say, please comment on your thoughts on swimming those baits out using a diamond. Like I said, I'm still very much on the fence with that. I know I'd love to hear your opinions to probably try and make up my mind a bit more on my feelings behind this theory. So that is it for this week. We will be back next week with our contributors bringing you the freshest news to get you into the most favorable feeding zones. And until then, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof,
Belito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.